So I
is it all with the same company?
The garbage and the cardboard are two different companies.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And then the plastic recycling is just a man who comes in his truck.
A man in a truck.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning at the Terra Breads Bakery in Vancouver. I'm standing just outside the back door of the bakery looking at recycling bins with the manager, Mary McKay, and Andre LaRivière, the executive director of Green Table. Green Table was founded by LaRivière last year in an attempt to put as many restaurants and food service operations in Vancouver on a greener path to sustainability.
Like our lemon, those plastics that our takeout containers go in there. We buy all the milk.
The first step is for LaRivière to come in with his team and do a complete survey of the food service operations at any facility interested in going greener and saving money at the same time.
We basically go on and get a snapshot of the operation, sort of what, you know, what the different types of operations are, how they're handling their solid waste, this is the hardcore environmental footprint side of things, right? Is that part. We look at how they're handling containers, do they have aerators installed on their taps? What kind of dishwasher does it use? I mean, what kind of light bulbs they have? You know, where it is in terms of energy conservation. So we do that kind of a snapshot of where things are at with this checklist. So that's sort of step one, is sort of before we even talk about making a restaurant greener, is sort of just see what's in place, you know, sort of the benchmark.
LaRivière says even the most experienced restaurateurs used to watching the bottom line haven't caught up with some of the easiest ways to save money and the environment. He estimates that in a year, an average Green Table certified restaurant or food service operation could reduce water use by 30,000 liters, divert more than 5 tons of organic waste from landfill to compost, or conserve 3,000 kilowatt hours of electricity and 100 gigajoules of natural gas, meanwhile reducing its greenhouse gas impacts by 10 tons. The numbers are pretty impressive, and the Green Table program goes further than having a restaurant fix leaky plumbing or put in energy-efficient lighting. Part of Green Table's goal is to put local producers in touch with local chefs that can reduce the distance food has to travel and create mutually beneficial partnerships.
We're working on a pilot right now in cooperation with Green Table and Terra Breads with the farmers market to try to develop ways that we can bring their farmers and vendors and even, you know, small-scale processors who are working for the farmers market to give them maybe develop specialty products for places like Mary's, you know. So there are ways of trying to
puree
and things like that, things that aren't typically, you know, produced for the food service area. You know, we're trying to develop those markets because a lot of places like this need them. You know, they can't always deal with fresh produce. Yeah. They need things that are in forms that are more kitchen ready, kitchen friendly.
When LaRivière approached Mary McKay at Terra Breads to look at the Green Table program, she was quick to say yes.
It's just the direction that we want to go in. You know, we want to be a bakery that's part of the community, it just fits with our mission of I want to focus on using seasonal. I want a sustainable, you know, be in a sustainable industry. I have children now. That's changed my whole focus on life. I mean, you know, in the bakery, we do try and make efforts, like things like, you know, recycling our coffee grounds. And on our path has always just sort of been gradual. It's something where it's not easy for us to just turn things over overnight. So Green Tables can really help me achieve what I don't have time to do.
Well, ever since I've been involved in food and working and getting to know chefs and how they operate, I've always seen that there are a few areas that, you know, if we could bring some kind of coordination to, we can really make a big difference in terms of stimulating a local food system by addressing the specific needs that a lot of restaurants have. I think the response has been really, really good. They said yes, we need these kinds of things. So
there are now 12 restaurants and food service operations in the Green Table fold, and LaRivière would like to see more than 200 members in the coming year. Part of the key to managing that growth is making it easy for the restaurants to take part.
When I started talking to restaurants about this, they sort of said, so what do we have to do? I said, you don't have to do anything. You know, I says, but we're going to be able to give you a set of options of things you can do or you feel comfortable you do and do them when you want to do them. It's got to fit with with the restaurant business, the way they work. And that's why I'm really hoping that this will bring real bottom line benefits to restaurants, because you know that's what you need. You know, on a day to day basis, that's what matters. And you know, and if you can be green on top of that or a little bit greener, great. You know, that's a big step forward.
You can find out more about Green Table by visiting my website. It's a great idea that could spread across Canada as our commitment to making a more sustainable society grows. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.